Welcome to The Gateway. This is your host, C.L. Thomas, broadcast live from United Public Radio Network 107.7 FM New Orleans. The Beast of Bray Road is the name given to a wolf-like creature allegedly reported to have been witnessed in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. This creature has become somewhat of a legend in folklore around the Wisconsin area and has been a subject of multiple books, documentaries, and even a horror film from 2005. My guest for this evening is Lee Hampel, a Wisconsin resident who has chronicled unexplained activity around his farm located near Bray Road. It's activity that's very much like the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. These events include strange deer mutilations and UFO sightings. Lee, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm very honored to be on. Thank you for having me.
Before we get into this topic, what exactly is the Beast of the Bray Road?
Well, I've seen it three times, the creature, the beast. It's extremely huge. It walks on two legs. It's 6.5 to 7 feet tall, and it has features of a canid in its face and also in its tracks. The tracks are 5-toed, 7-pad canid tracks. But there's no canid that has the 5-toed, 7-pad tracks. So it appears to be like a canid, but it has many differences. One, of course, is bipedal.
What is your connection to the beast, and how did you come in contact with this? How did this all start?
I purchased a farm in 2007. I actually live in Illinois. My farm is in Wisconsin, the farm where next to Bray Road. It's in between Bowers Road and Bray Road. But in 2007, I purchased a farm with help of my family to bale hay on for a farming operation we have here in Illinois. We had horses and show horses and boarding horses. Now we have horses and cows and sheep and goats. But the purpose is to farm hay and bale hay, make hay for our animals here in Illinois, Northern Illinois.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started noticing the strange events around your farm?
Sure. Well, I was a math teacher 35 years at Wakanda, Illinois High School, Wakanda High School, Illinois. And I did not farm up there until 2011. I knew nothing of the Beast of Bray Road. I purchased it in 2007, and a neighbor farmer farmed it for me on shares until 2011, when my mother passed away and I was renting property from her. Rest in peace, love her soul. And so 2011, I started farming up there. So 2011, 2012, and 2013, I was baling hay, making hay. No, I talked with some of my neighbors, but nobody said anything about anything like this Beast of Bray Road until September of 2013. I made a bad mistake. I cut the hay in September, and it was ready to be baled. Well, it was on a Sunday that it was ready to be baled. Of course, when it's dry, you have to bale the hay. And that particular Sunday, the Bears were playing the Packers. And I go, so I called some of the guys who were helping me in Illinois, and they said, no, the Bears are playing the Packers. We can't help you. And I had two young people in Wisconsin and Elkhorn who were helping me. And so I called them. I said, can you guys bale hay, tomorrow, Sunday? And they go, no, the Bears are playing the Packers. We can help you Monday. Well, looked like it was going to rain Monday, so I couldn't do that. So I went up there to bale the hay. In that process, I drove by my neighbor's farm, and I saw two of them standing out there. And I pulled in, and I said, what are you guys doing? Are you going to watch the Bears game? And no, we don't. We're just hanging out. And I said, well, would you help me? Would you load 600 bales of hay for me, and we'll settle on that. And he goes, oh yeah, we'll come up and help you load. Sure, farmers are just wonderful people. So they came and helped me load. Now I had to buy them a case of Coors for their help. We're in Wisconsin, and we finished up baling about 4 o'clock, and we were standing in my pole barn looking out at my field. And the one farmer said, he said, Lee, the werewolf lives back on your property.
So a neighbor actually told you that this thing lives on your property.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I go, what are you talking about? He said, the werewolf. They call it the Beast of Bray Road. People say it lives back on your property, on this property. And I go, you're so full. Your eyes are brown. You're so full. He goes, no. So he starts telling me about these neighboring farmers. This guy saw it on Bray Road in 1999. And his wife and mother-in-law saw it in 2010 on Bowers Road, right during the day, jump across Bowers Road right in front of their car. So he's telling me about all this stuff. And I go, what are you going to do? I didn't even have Google then, 2010 or 2013. So I think I still had a flip phone. But he told me that the one neighbor, in fact, that was a neighbor who was baling my hay for me, had seen it on Bray Road eating a raccoon. Well, 2 days later, I was heading up to my farm and I saw a raccoon that was roadkill on my property. So I picked it up and I took it out to the far part of my property, which is a half mile from any roads anywhere. It's a quarter mile from Bray Road, actually a half mile from Bowers Road. And I threw it in my fence line. Now this is in September. The grass is easily 3 feet tall, in the fence line. So I just threw it over there and see what happens. So, well, I came back 2 days later and it's cut open all the way down and all of its innards are gone. And I go, wait now. And it's just down in this hole, in the tall grass. There's no grass knocked down. I go, well, the only thing that could do this is a hawk. I mean, I grew up on a farm in Illinois. I've been outside a lot. The only thing that could do that was a hawk. Well, then I went back a couple, 3 days later, and now it's out of that hole over in my hay field in a little pile about 15 feet away. And again, there's no grass knocked down. That grass is still 3 feet tall all around where I had thrown it. Well, now I know a hawk cannot do that. So now I think my neighbor's messing up with me, So I did stop by there and made an accusation. No, Lee, we haven't been on your farm. No, he said, whatever happened, we haven't been out there. I go, okay. And my brother, I started talking to my brother and Fred, and I said, okay, this is what happened. It's really strange. And the guy told me about this Beast of Bray Road, and now this has happened, and nobody knew I put it out there, and they didn't do it. And he said, I'll get a camera on. He said, I got a game camera. We'll put another one out, and we'll put the camera on it, and we'll see what's doing it. So he brought up his camera, and I got another raccoon put in front of the camera. 3 days later, that raccoon is now, again, 15, 20 feet away, put in a pile. I just put it into a pile.
Like nice and neat? Was it nice and neat?
Yeah, it's all piled up. Yeah, it's not.
And just for the audience sake, this isn't like you're out killing raccoons and stuff. This is all
roadkill.
Roadkill, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so I said, well, here, here's your camera. We should know what moved it because it's right in front of the camera. And so he checked the SD card and he said, well, there's no pictures of anything moving it. There's nothing there. I go, well, your camera's no good. Well, now 20 cameras later, 20 roadkill deer and many, many, many experiments I've done. And I have pictures, but I should have dozens and dozens and dozens of pictures of the beast of Bear Wood right in front of the camera, picking up 150-pound deer, carrying them away. 18 deer that I put out were carried away right in front of working cameras. But a mist would come, or the camera would quit working.
I'm trying to find those photos real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see if I can share them real quick. Let's see, maybe this. Let's see here. Can you see my screen?
Wait, let me move this up to me.
Is that a yes, no? Maybe.
No, I don't see any pictures. It's you. Let's see. Are you still there?
Yeah, I know. There's like a big pause. Something happened. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to get our Joe some help. See,
it'd really be helpful if we could get the pictures. Yeah,
I know. That's what I want to show you. Let me try this again. Share screen.
Sure.
Right here. And I know one of them was right here. And there it is. But I'm not sure why it's not. So we need to put it on there for us because I know he went somewhere. But in the meantime, so you put up these game cameras and you start getting all of these mutilated animals everywhere and stuff. I heard you in a different interview, and you were talking about the smell that you would smell as well around your property.
Oh, I wish we could get the yes. A number of times, and when that smell, there's always the tracks are there, or this mist is there. You can't see this mist. If we can get the picture, I'm sorry, I won't keep saying that. But that smell, it's overwhelming. I would call it dog urine and skunk urine combined, and then been in the sun for 3 days. That's what it smells like. It gets in your nose. Now I can smell it now. And I've had COVID. I mean, it comes, it just, it, it's a very, very unique smell. The one time a worker was helping me, we were tracking the creature, the beast through a cornfield, through my neighbor's cornfield. And we had tracked it for a half a mile. And that particular time it had carried away, that was a smaller deer, 75-pound deer. And we followed the tracks, and that smell came while we were tracking through this cornfield, through the neighbor's cornfield. And I said, you know, that smell's here. There's that smell. And this was the second time. He had not smelled it before. And I look, and he's running out of the cornfield. He's running over. And I walk out, and this is a big guy, too, a big kid. And he's in the truck, and I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "No way." He said, "I won't come back in there unless I have a shotgun." Well, we're not going to shoot it with a shotgun, you know. You know, so we're not going to shoot it with a shotgun. So that smell is really bad. And Linda Godfrey was there during one time. We got out of the truck. She was, you know, Linda Godfrey.
I don't. Who was that?
Linda Godfrey has written about, I think, 20 books on cryptids, and like four or five on the Dog Man of Michigan and the Beast of Bray Road. Monsters Among Us is a book that I'm three chapters in. They wouldn't use my name, but they used the name Roy Smith. But she was there the one time that smell was there, and that was smell. Another time the smell came, and my tractor basically quit running. The smell hit me, and I was going to follow it, and the tractor quit running. I've had that. I've had snowmobiles quit running, the tractors quit running, in my hay
Well,
field.
for those out there who are listening and you want to see the photos, I did post them on Facebook just now if you want to go and look at them. It's the first post of mine up there, and my Facebook page is CL Thomas. So if you go to my Facebook page and look, the photos, the images are up there. Lee, it looks like in some of these images,
We
there's
need
like a blurry anomaly in them.
we need to talk about them. Oh yeah, I have a story about every one of those pictures. So
Well, do
somehow
tell. I'm looking at this one where it looks like it just blurs you out in every single game photo.
is half my body gone?
Yes.
Okay, that particular time, Linda Godfrey was with me. I got out of the truck and the smell was there. And I walked over and I said, I know that I had a deer, and I walked over to the deer to make sure it wasn't that smell. I knew it wasn't, but I walked over to the deer and told Linda, okay, that's not the smell. And she said, no, that's not a carcass. Plus, this was in, I think that's in November, that picture. And we got back, so I took out the SD card and got back into the truck. And in that process, we started looking at the SD card, and that mist, it's that was a bright, clear day. When I'm standing in those pictures, bright, clear day. That mist came about 10 o'clock in the morning. And then we got there about 2 o'clock. And I walk over to the deer, which is totally clear. And again, I come back and take out the SD card, and we get in and we're looking at them. And I said, oh, it's 2 o'clock. Look at, we were here, we were just getting here. And that's me walking over. Half of my body is gone. And when I took out and I walked over to the camera to take out the SD card, 8 seconds, I was all clear. That's that mist that is, it's not a mist, it's paranormal mist, or it's maybe electronic mist. I don't know, but I've shown those pictures to camera guys from Hollywood and Chicago. And he was a cameraman in Hollywood, and now he's in Chicago. He said, you can't have that. Did you have a smoke machine out there or something? I go, no, that's what the camera took. That's what the game camera took. He said, well, there's no way you can do that. How can half of your body be gone? Maybe you had a green screen. I go, no, those are what the camera took. And it's just amazing that mist would come and the deer would be laying there. The mist would come and the deer would be gone, or the deer would be moved, or in this case, 3 times I've been in front of the camera where part of my body or my whole body has been, what word do you want to use?
Like blurred out just about, almost
Well,
like there's some kind of vortex or something right there.
the mist, some it can be white, it can be black, it can be brown, it can have multicolors to it. It's been many. I have many pictures of that, of the mist once there, and then the deer is moved or gone. It cloaks you. And I know the mist has been there, and then the deer is gone, so I know it cloaked the beast picking up the deer and carrying it away. It had to have.
Well, how big do you think this thing is? Have you seen it dead on at all?
I saw it at 3:30 in the afternoon on May 11th, 2021. It was a quarter mile away. It was actually in my neighbor's field. I was in my field, May 11th, 2021, and checking my cameras. I looked over at the neighbor's field, and here was in the bean field. It's a soybean field. It was planted, but the soybeans are only like, 2 inches tall on May 11th. And I looked over and I'm looking at it. I know I'm looking at it. It's a quarter mile away, quarter mile away. And I know I'm looking at it. So I started taking pictures with this phone I'm talking on, iPhone 11. Now, a quarter mile, and I took pictures for 3.5 minutes. The one picture, it was crouched down, then it stood up, walked away from me, walked west, walked away from me, dropped down to all four, and went into the woods. That's what I saw. And if you look at my pictures, I'm not showing those pictures right now, but that's what happened. Well, I talked to the cameraman guy, and I told him, I said, here's what happened. He said, well, if you'll send me the one picture, I won't use it or anything. You send me the one picture of it standing up. I have an app, an app that will tell how large it is. And he said it takes into account the focal length and everything that's in that particular picture. So I sent him that picture, and he sent back and he said, the app says it's 6.5 to 7 feet tall, and the shoulders are 3 to 3.5 feet wide. And I knew it was huge.
What about the people who own the property before you? Have you ever talked to them about it?
People won't talk about it, but interesting story. In 2018, I bought the property from a family who had owned it. They purchased it when they were married, and they lived on that farm, well, they lived in the building and a house in the farm for 60 years and 20, and the husband passed away, I'd say 6, 7 years ago. Well, anyway, like 2015. Well, in 2016, I told them I had had cameras out. Nobody knew I had any cameras out for 3 years, but I told them because the daughter walked her dog in my field, and I got a picture of a huge, I got a picture that's a quarter mile away of a huge black figure. So I wanted to tell her, and so I told her. And I said, I've had my cameras out. I have this picture, this thing that's huge. She goes, oh yeah. She said, well, no, if the dog doesn't go, I won't go. I said, so sometimes your dog won't walk out in my field? And she goes, yeah, no. If he doesn't go, then we don't go. And I go, okay, so you know about it. She said, well, if the dog doesn't go, I don't go. I go, okay, so you're not telling me what you know more than what you're telling
So you have the mutilations, you have the smells, you have firsthand accounts from other neighbors, even though they won't talk about it. Are there other
Correct.
things that have occurred around the farm, such as like UFO activity or
I have a lot of pictures of UFOs. I sent you one.
I think if I is it on my Facebook page?
Yeah,
Let's see here.
I looked at it. I think it's towards the end. It's flying by a tree. It's a perfect. I only sent you one picture. My camera actually took six pictures of it. My game
Oh,
camera.
I see it. Yep, I see it. It looks like a almost like a football.
Yeah,
Sort of.
I call that one the Weber Grill UFO. But it flew towards the camera more. Then it turned and went in front of that tree right there, and then it went back the other way. And I have the six pictures that the camera took to show that. But that's one UFO. But I have lights. I have orbs. You should have the one picture where there's an orb in a light shaft.
Let's see that one.
I have hundreds of videos of orbs, and they're big. I had my friend walk right through one, and it blinked out. It was on his arm. It was the size of a soccer ball. That's a video.
The other thing that's occurred that you've sent was the tracks, where it looks like something's walking along on two legs and then just disappears almost. It kind of
Okay,
forks.
I think I sent you some snow pictures, right?
Right. Yeah, it's the one
Okay.
in the snow. It looks like one track and then it branches off, kind of
Okay.
like a
Yeah,
fork.
they play games. I have that's occurred a number of times. It that single track comes all the way across my field, or for a period of, a couple football fields, and then it just goes off in two. Now, look how cleanly it the people can't see this yet, right? Or they can look on Facebook, right?
Yeah, they'll have to go to Facebook.
Look how cleanly it separates. So either it's one animal that morphs into two, which is a possibility out there, or this two of the creatures, two of the beasts, walk directly in the path in each track for basically probably two football fields, and then it just separates. And I've seen that a number of times. And that can't be. They play games. They hit my truck with a stick one night. They turn my cameras. I come out, my camera's all twisted sideways. They pull the strap all off of it. People, oh, it's a raccoon. A raccoon cannot climb a steel post, And there's no reason. There's no food there. A raccoon not going to climb up there. So, but that picture, that shows absolute proof that it's bipedal. Now, the tracks, when I see them out there, that are the creature, the beast, they're like a model walks. There's no straddle. They're straight line, 2 to 4 feet apart, and there's no toe drag. If you see a coyote or a deer walk in snow, even in, 2, 3, 4 inch snow, that's a little bit deeper than that, they'll drag their toes. And this, the beast, he walks very upright. No toe drag, comes directly out of the track and goes to the next one, and in a very straight line, no straddle, very little straddle. You can see
Yeah,
those
that's weird.
two of them there. They're almost like in a straight line where it's looks like a single track, but that's actually, I think, two creatures walking in the same tracks. They do this stuff. I have
Yeah,
pictures of them.
that is weird. So there's so many similarities between this and that ranch, the Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. Do you think that there's any kind of shapeshifters happening on your property?
Well, I don't. I mean, the ranch in Utah—they've only seen one dire wolf. I mean, I've seen it 3 times. All my neighbors have seen the beast, so I think my field is much more active and has, I have more tracks. They don't have any tracks. I had one of the gentlemen who has been involved with Skinwalker Ranch. He came and looked at pictures, and it was his fiance, and she leaned over to him when I was showing pictures and said, Skinwalker Ranch doesn't have this much stuff. And he goes, yeah, I know. So I think I do have, whatever reason it is in my 35-acre hayfield and in my right the surrounding my surrounding farm. So it's about 80 acres that I really studied.
And when you
It's
say you've really studied this stuff, you're talking years of collecting photos and strange phenomena around your property.
Yeah, 11 years now.
11 years.
And I have over 100,000 pictures on my computer, and most of them have paranormal activity, or su I call it supernatural, because I don't know if it's paranormal, but it's a beyond what is natural in our world.
So when you had Linda Gonfrey out and all of these other people, have you tried to get actual scientists out there to study like maybe the electronic phenomena and things like that?
I mean, electronic phenomenon. Yeah, that's
Or
creepy.
magnetic fields
Yeah,
and
that the magnet make my iPhone compass doesn't work out there some many times, and the GPS goes bad, and I can't find it. And the EMF meter goes crazy high many times. Sometimes it doesn't, some other times it does. I've talked with University of Wisconsin. I talked with a quantum physicist there, and I told him what some of the stuff I had, and he said, "Look at Lee," he said, "I'm not going to get a grant to study that." I said, "Oh, no, probably not." He goes, "Well, then, I have no way to study it." I said, and I know my brother was a professor, my one brother, and he got many grants, and so. Like at that level, I would love to have a quantum physicist come and look at my data and take some of their data their own. But like I said, he said, "I'm not going to get a grant." He said,
It seems like it's really hard to get a grant for anything unless it's the people giving the grant, unless it's beneficial to them in some way.
Well, he would be talking about government grants. Of course, then the question is, do you want the government involved? I
Yeah,
mean,
it could be like
that's
Skinwalker Ranch and get completely shut down, right?
in other places too. So it's a tightrope. It's a tightrope to walk to get I mean my one brother's a top biochemist in the world. My scientific background is very strong. My other brother's background is in, he was a systems analyst in computers for IBM for 20 years. So we have a strong science background, right here in my family. And I have, of course, as a math teacher and computer science teacher for 35 years. That's my training. So I've done repeatable experiments and they've been repeatable, and I continue this process of collecting data and performing scientific data experiments.
The other similarity that seems to be exactly what happens on Skinwalker Ranch is that this entity seems to be kind of translucent. I thought I heard you say that the beast is, which from what you've seen, was kind of translucent as well. Is that
Well,
right?
on my cameras, I have pictures of it actually materializing. He's not there, then he's in a translucent stage where you can see through it, and the all and then in the third picture, he's solid. And that's 1 second. So I have some really expensive pictures. I have pictures of it materializing right in front of the camera. I mean, is there another universe? Because it will be walking along in the snow or in the dirt. The snow is especially visible. There'll be the tracks that'll be going along, and they'll just end. There'll be no more tracks. I'll walk, all around looking for a track, and they'll just end, or they'll just start right in the middle of my field. There'll be our two tracks side by side, and then it walks off. So it has the ability to move. I think in dimensions would be my best surmise of that. Not a guess. It'd be a mathematical, not a probably postulate or probably a assumption, not a theorem yet. But it math says there's multi-universes. Mathematics has proven there's multi-universes, and I think it has the ability to move between these universes because it'll just, like I said, we walk along the tracks in the snow, and they will just end.
But as if it just vanishes into thin air
Yes.
into something
And
else.
I have pictures of portals, lights coming through a portal. Well, look at the one picture that you have. I think it's the last one that shows some orbs. Look at that's something coming out of those orbs. See the swish figure to the left? That picture, I didn't know I sent you that picture, but that now it's out now. But that picture is really an important picture because here it's got orbs, and you can see a flash figure or whatever, whatever you want to call it, materializing and coming out of that orb and going, off to the left side of the picture. See that
Yeah, it
blur?
looks like there's something like manifesting right out of the left of it.
There is. That is. That picture, I didn't know I sent you that picture, but because I have other ones, but that picture is an important picture because it actually shows to me, and I'm pretty sure that anybody said it shows a manifestation from those orbs. That was taken by my game camera.
Lee, do you think that it's possible that there's some sort of, like, I'm looking at going back to the one with the footsteps where it just splits into two. Do you think there's some sort of time lapse that's happening over and over again in that area?
Time lapse.
Yeah, like maybe something happened in the past and it's just replaying itself over and over again.
I don't know. I've lost time three times. I've absolutely lost time. I do not know where I was for an hour to an hour and a half, three different times on my property. The first time, I'll tell you, if you want to hear another story, you want to hear another story?
I do. I'm always up for
Another story.
stories.
Okay. May 5th, 2017. I pulling out of my 10:30 at night. I was pulling out of my driveway to go south on Bowers Road. I turned south. I turned to go out here, two telephone posts away, two electrical posts away, on the side of the road, right on the edge of the road, is two red glowing, or they were actually orangish red eyes, were looking at me 3 feet off the ground. I know this is not a coyote. I know this is not a deer. Coyotes and deer have greenish to yellow green eyes. And so I throw my brights on because I know I'm not looking at any animal that should be there. I throw my brights on. It goes down the embankment, which was 4.5, I measured 4.5 feet down. May 5th, 2017, the grass on top was a foot tall, and he's looking over the top of me at over the top of that at me with those orangey reddish glowing eyes. And I speed up. I told him to throw my brights on. I try to angle my lights. Instantaneously, it's like 15, 20 feet out in the field. I mean, it's just like flew, And then it turned and looked at me. And had one red eye again. And then instantaneously, it's another 15, 20 feet. And it turns again. I see one orangish red eye again. Now, the luminosity of that eye up by the road and 40 feet out in my field was as the same strength. I mean, I didn't have a meter, but that it didn't lose its strength. So it wasn't reflection up by the road. It has the ability. Now, how it can get that ability to have glowing red eyes is beyond me, because any scientific thing you look at is, of course, a lightning bug can through a chemical process can create light. There are some fish who through a chemical process can create light, but
Yeah, luminosity.
not like that, And I couldn't see any body. So there's another situation of where how it does this, I don't know. I mean, it's supernatural, but I should have seen body. I'm 80 feet from it, and I'm looking at the eyes, and there's no body. I never saw any body. Now, whether it's that black, it was a dark night, but it or doesn't reflect. It doesn't have heat, or I don't know. It didn't have any body. So what I thought I did, I went down the road, about a half mile, pulled into a driver, a farmer's driveway, turned around, came back, shined my lights out in the field. And I said, I got to call somebody. It's after 10:30. I got to tell somebody now while this is fresh in my mind. So I pull in my pole barn and pull to the far, the west end of it, and park, and I call my brother Fred. And I know he's going to be in bed because it's, you know, it's later, 10:30, you know, 11 o'clock. But I said, I got to tell somebody. And so he was the only person I could think of who I could call and tell. So I called and told him the story very calmly. I just saw this thing. It was a red eyes. No,
very calmly.
Yeah. Yeah. But I told him the story. And that night I got very sick too, which is another aspect of this. I got very sick.
I'm going to ask you, does this thing affect you physically at all?
I mean, certainly I it felt like food poisoning. I went back to the restaurant, a nice restaurant I ate in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I went back, I had talked to them, and they said, no, we haven't had any, anybody with food poisoning. And but it was like food poisoning, and I got very sick that night. Yeah.
Has that ever happened before?
No, no.
Okay, so it's just that one incident.
Well, feeling queasy, yes. Feeling uneasy, yes. Feeling dizzy, yes.
So it does have an effect on you to some degree.
I think it does. But the rest of the story is that was in May. On January 1st, my niece was having a brunch, a New Year's Day brunch. And our families do it, and my brother's Fred family was there. And well, he and I got to talking about what I had seen, And I said to him, I said, well, I'm really sorry. Like, I called you at like 11 o'clock. He goes, 11 o'clock? What are you talking about? He said, and then my sister-in-law, she says, it was after midnight. It was like 12:20. I go, what? It was like 10 to 11. It had to be. And he goes, no, it was after midnight. So I called.
You had a time slip.
Yeah. I called T-Mobile. I go, okay, May. I need my May. I need my I need my May telephone calls, you know. And they go, we don't have those. I said, I saw Law and Order. And they have
them. If it's on Law and Order, it must be true.
Right. So I said, they just laughed. They said, no, we keep them 30 days. And we don't have anything after that. So I lost an hour to an hour and a half of time that I have no idea where I was. And I have verification because two people know when I called them. So that's scary. It's happened really two times I have verification, and I say a third time when just kind of my own experience. But where was I for an hour? Where did I go? That's not real. Maybe. That what's real, then you start asking what's real and unreal. You've studied this. What's real and unreal? I don't even know, because what I thought was real, what I did, I didn't do. I did something else.
Do you think you were abducted? So I guess my guest has disappeared. I don't know where he went, you guys. So that was Lee Hample talking about the Beast of Bray Road. And gosh, what a story. So he bought this farm out in Wisconsin. And shortly after buying this farm, he starts having all of these really strange occurrences, such as...
Where are we at here?
Oh, you disappeared, Lee. You just disappeared.
I know,
so I was just going to rehashing your story a little bit.
I'm not in Wisconsin. I'm in Illinois. But there's been some hitchhiking effect too sometimes. I know that for sure. But it's like, what is real and unreal? What I thought was real didn't happen, and that's very unsettling, I guess would be the word, because I've always been a scientific person. And, things go like this in order. Well, time is supposed to go sequential, not have jumps in it.
Do you know what just happened? I asked you if you were abducted or if you thought you were abducted, and you started laughing and you totally disappeared. Don't know,
Oh,
don't do that. You might disappear again.
I may. I may. I have two marks in my arm that I got, and I've tried putting the magnet on stuff. They're still there. That appeared, not that night, but about 5 years later. Or no, three years later, 2017. That was like 2020. I have two marks in my arm here, but I don't know what they are. They're like two little scar things. They got a little bump to them. So, but I also lost time in
Somebody,
20, 2021.
one of the guests says you got probed.
I tried to put a magnet on it and stuff. There's two marks there that I didn't have before until a couple years ago. So,
So Lee, what do you think is happening on your farm? What do you think it's an atmosphere thing? Do you think it's ley lines? Do you think what's going on? What's your theory?
I mean, there's high EMF readings, there's magnetism, distortion. I mean, we're the world is working on, in the science world, they're working on this metal called metamaterial. I don't know if you've heard about metamaterial, it's called. Have you heard of it? They've been
I
working on
have
it.
heard of it.
Pardon? And
I have heard of it, yes.
they cut a metal to about the size of like one molecule or nano size, very thin, very, I mean, extremely thin. And they've been able to cloak or obscure pictures, but only in the ultraviolet range. And so in a very, very small, like a very small area too, like half inch by half inch. But that's a science process now. Science, I mean, Einstein said there are black holes. They didn't find any black holes for 50 years. The work I'm doing, if somebody, if it helps somebody studying this 50 years from now, I'd be more than happy about that. I mean, I won't be here in this world, but that's what science does. It studies it. It's then it progresses, studies and progresses and studies and progresses. If we're working on this metamaterial now for a cloaking process, what would be an alien world that's 2, 3, 400 or 1,000 years ahead of us? So I have pictures of aliens in a spaceship, which people look at and go, "Oh, what do you have?" I go, "Yes, I do. I have aliens in a spaceship." But
Well, you have to share that sometime.
no, that you somebody will have to give me. I have thousands of pictures that could be used, or some, for. If somebody wants to do a show, many episodes, but there's that there I really feel there's a strong relationship between the Beast of Bray Road, the smell, the orbs, the lights, the UFOs. One of my deer was carried out into my field, and I have logs of this. I have albums. Very good documentation. One of the deer was carried out into the field, probably about 200 feet, and then the hay. This was in May of 2015. The hay is there's a rectangular area, or actually square feet, like 12 feet by 12 feet, where the hay is all knocked down, all bent over, and you can see where pods were there. And the deer, you can see the trail through my hay field, in that picture, through my hay field. There's a trail going over to this area, which is all knocked down. The hay's knocked down. May of, the hay's pretty tall, and that deer was carrying the deer, and what knocked down that hay is gone. So you know that something landed there and picked up the what was carrying the deer and what was what was the deer itself. And this is all in front of working game cameras. And I have some pictures of a black it's a black disc, I would say the best way to describe it.
Well, Lee, we have just a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
You're so interesting to talk to. What are you up to? Are you doing public speaking anywhere?
No. Public speaking, I mean, unless I can show pictures, it's really hard. Now in September, I have at my farm, I have an open house type thing where you come and I show, there's a fee, but I show an hour and a half of pictures and question and answers, and then we take a half hour hay ride in my field, and that's coming up in September.
Oh, that'd be so interesting to do.
But I really need I mean, I was a teacher, so 20 people, I'm beautiful. I just in my my realm then. And in front of a large crowd, I've tried it, but the screen doesn't have enough pixelation to see some of the nuances of my pictures. So
Right.
I do this once a year. And then if there people are interested for a fee, you have four or five people, you can come to my farm and we'll set up a date and we'll have an hour and a half of pictures and questions and answers, and we'll go on a tour. So I
How
do
can they contact you for that?
on Facebook Messenger
Okay.
would be the best way.
So what's your Facebook page?
Just Lee Hample. I have a Facebook page, Lee Hample.
I'll definitely, for those listeners out there who are interested, I will post it. I'll
Yeah.
tag him on my Facebook and then you can easily find him and get in touch with him if you want to go on a tour of and investigate his property. I think that would be really interesting to do.
Oh
So,
yeah,
Lee,
people are amazed, yes.
thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I very enjoyable. Thank you for
And
having me.
I'm sorry we couldn't get the images up there. I had planned on it,
Sure.
but they're definitely on my Facebook page for those out there. CL Thomas, look that up. They're in the first comments on my page, and you can look through those images. They're really interesting. You've been listening to The Gateway, your portal to the unexplained and mystical and otherworldly, broadcast from United Public Radio Network 107.7 FM New Orleans. Stay safe. Until next time.
Thank you.